Imagine two friends with similar careers and incomes facing dramatically different retirements. One lives luxuriously between multiple homes, while the other depends on family for financial support. The difference? Their approach to investing. As millennials, we represent the largest generation in history with unprecedented access to global markets. Yet surveys show we keep over half our investments in cash and just 28% in stocks, squandering our greatest advantage, time. The power of compound returns is staggering. Investing $10,000 annually at 7% from age 22 yields $4.7 million by 65, while starting at 30 yields only $2.5 million, and at 40, just $1 million. Neither higher returns nor larger investments can fully compensate for lost time. What many don't realize is that our seemingly safe choices are actually dangerous long-term. We're the first generation born into a world where money has no anchor. Dollars aren't fixed to gold as they were before the 1970s. Without this anchor, inflation silently erodes purchasing power. Since Nixon closed the gold window in 1971, a dollar from that year is worth just 17 cents today, over 80% of its value gone. This decline is comparable to stock market losses during the Great Depression, except stocks recovered while cash continues deteriorating. By contrast, even in the worst 50-year period in history, every dollar invested in stocks returned $8.45 in real terms. The average was $30.31. Our generation faces severe financial challenges. Social Security sustainability is threatened by demographics. The ratio of workers supporting each retiree will drop from 7 to 1 in 1950 to 2.7 to 1 by 2030. The Congressional Budget Office projects U.S. debt could exceed twice its GDP by 2037. The risk? We may pay FICA taxes, but receive reduced or zero retirement benefits. However, early stock market investing offers a solution. The lifetime maximum Social Security benefit from 65 to 85, $607,920, could be matched by investing just $3,000 yearly starting at age 25. Traditional savings provide little inflation protection. T-bills' historical 3.5% annual return becomes 0.5% after inflation, with negative real returns in 41% of 50-year periods. Even best-case scenarios only double purchasing power over 50 years. The solution is straightforward. Automate investment contributions, minimum 10% of income, manage expenses, and invest long-term in global stocks. Consider it financial karma. Today's choices shape tomorrow's security. Most American investors show extreme home country bias, keeping 72% of their money in U.S. stocks, despite U.S. companies representing only 43% of the global market. This portfolio patriotism overlooks vast global opportunities. Many American companies are already global. Budweiser is Belgian-owned, Burger King is Brazilian majority-owned, and Coca-Cola generates most sales outside North America. Foreign investing offers dual benefits, stock performance plus currency exchange gains. This currency diversification protects against dollar weakness. From 1970 to 2013, global stock returns in local currencies were 3,632%. But measured in U.S. dollars, returns reached 5,065%. The global market presents far more opportunities than any single country. Only 25% of stocks in the MSCI All Country World Index are American companies, with the remaining 75% representing diverse international businesses. Over 600 international companies from 45 countries now trade on U.S. exchanges, making global investing more accessible than ever before. Market cap weighted indexes are flawed, investing more in larger companies regardless of merit. The sector leader strategy, buying the biggest U.S. stock in each sector, has lagged the market by 1% annually since 1962, creating a 4,400% gap in returns. A sector bargains approach of buying the cheapest stocks in each sector has proven superior, delivering 15.9% annual returns versus 9.1% for sector leaders. Over 30 years, $10,000 would grow to $830,000, compared to $136,000 with sector leaders. Several other strategies have outperformed both sector leaders and the S&P 500. Sector winners, Momentum, 14.2%. Sector stewards, Shareholder Orientation, 14.7%. Sector stalwarts, Earnings Quality, 12.1%. And sector steadies, Low Volatility, 11.5%. Success requires differentiation from market indexes, measured by active share, 1 to 100, but demands resilience. Even top strategies underperform about 30% of the time annually. The Millennial Money Strategy identifies companies with five essential traits: shareholder-friendly practices, strong investment returns, high-quality earnings, attractive valuations, and improving market expectations. Stakeholder stewards, companies that pay down debt and return cash to shareholders, have achieved 15.4% annual gains, beating the S&P 500 by 5.4% annually, potentially yielding a 5,700% advantage over 30 years. Companies with superior return on invested capital, top 10, have achieved 13% annual growth since 1965, outperforming the market's 9.6%. High earnings quality companies, measured through cash flow metrics, have grown 14.4% annually, surpassing the market by 3,800% over 30 years. Valuation, measured by price to cash flow and enterprise value to free cash flow metrics, shows the cheapest stocks growing at 16% annually, exceeding the market's 10%. Combining momentum with value investing, buying stocks in both the cheapest and fastest-growing quintiles produces 17.2% annual returns. Companies meeting all five criteria have grown at 19.95% annually since 1973, with a $10,000 investment potentially reaching $2.35 million over 30 years, 12 times the market return. Our genetic programming, designed for survival, not investing, creates a human tax gap between potential and actual returns. While the S&P 500's buy and hold strategy earned 8.7% annually over 20 years, emotional investors who traded reactively earned just 5.5%. This 1.5% gap compounds to 20% losses over 15 years and 35% over 30 years. Our subconscious heavily influences investment decisions, from responding to pronounceable stock tickers to trading more on sunny days. Even childhood economic experiences shape risk tolerance. The solution is automating investments through regular paycheck contributions, bypassing emotional decision-making. When markets reach extremes, remember, don't just do something, sit there. Before acting, consider if your decision will seem prudent in 10 years or merely reactive to current conditions. In India, two animals represent different paths: carried kittens versus baby monkeys who grip tight themselves. We millennials must emulate monkeys, choosing self-reliance over dependency. Despite challenges like supporting aging boomers and managing student debt, we have advantages. Our generation's size matches boomers, and technology has democratized investing. For limited 401k options, choose a low-fee global index fund tracking the MSCI All Country World Index. To build your own strategy, focus on value over growth, quality over junk, and following both trend and leaders. Success requires patience, avoiding market timing, buying solid but unloved companies, and ignoring noise. While index funds offer reliable returns, applying this book's principles can yield better results. Consider Buffett's path, starting at 11, millionaire by 32, billionaire at 60. Impossible had he begun at 40. Your youth is your greatest asset. There's no substitute for time and no edge like starting early.